Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, my co-host, Nick Mason.
We're back, baby.
It's good to be here.
It is good to be here. Did you miss me? Bear in mind, tell the truth, but if you say no, I'll be really sad and sulky the whole episode.
Well, we didn't. We caught up. So it's
wow, this really, really cuts deep, man.
It's not this, like I didn't see you.
No, that's true.
I saw you too much, if anything.
Oh, me. I'll take it. I'll take it as a compliment.
I don't know. I've got to turn this down. It's so loud. Why is everything so loud, Mason?
Because we're excited about stuff. Yeah, the new year.
Well, that's the thing, Mason. Because it's the new year and because we've been off for a few weeks, there's a bunch of news that's backed up. So what we thought this episode would be, it's our backed up episode. We're all backed up.
We're backed up to the eyeballs.
Correct.
With news.
With a whole bunch of news. And also we go through that and just kind of stuff that we, you know, kind of caught up on over the break.
We're banked up to the back teeth with the sewage that is Red Hot Comic Book Movie News.
Correct. And sponsorships.
Oh, yeah, those things as well.
Great. Should we get into it?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
I think this is the most requested thing that people want us to talk about. It's the potentially real Crocodile Dundee 4 yes. sequel. Which
I was on tenterhooks. I didn't know what you were going to go with there.
I'm surprised the interest that people had in this. I guess it's because we are Australian.
Yep. I am. You are.
Yes,
we are
correct.
Australian.
We are Australian. So I guess people want to know our opinions on it. First of all, do you have opinions on the trilogy, on the classic Dundee trilogy?
I barely remember any of it.
Right.
I remember more stuff from probably Reckless Kelly than I do the Crocodile Dundee movies.
You remember more things from Lightning Jack than...
Oh, no, I'd say it's on par.
Okay,
Lightning
right.
Jack, Crocodile Dundee.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
See, I saw the second one first, so apparently that one's not as good, but that's the one that I like
that's
the most.
The one where he takes the love interest back to Australia?
Yes.
Okay, right.
And the first one is the opposite of that.
And then the third one is a rehash of the first one.
The third
right?
one, he goes to Los Angeles and he trades lions and shit. I don't know.
Okay,
it's not good. It's not good at all.
So this is like 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yep. Danny McBride.
Yep.
As the son. He's also, Crocodile Dundee has a son. He has a son called Mikey Dundee.
Really?
From Crocodile Dundee 3.
Okay, right.
But this guy...
Yeah, 3 is always the one where they introduce a son, isn't it?
It is.
Blues Brothers... what was Blues Brothers 2000? That was 2.
That was 2, yeah.
Yeah, who cares?
Whose son was that?
Look, my theory's immediately been destroyed. But I don't care.
Back to the Future 3.
There we go.
Jules and Verne.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Okay, let me think about this for
Ninja
a second.
Ninja Turtles 3.
Yep.
Their son, Japan.
Yes,
you remember that? Their illegitimate son, Japan.
So, assuming for a second that this is real, it has a synopsis, right? And here's what it is.
It's real in the sense it's been filmed with cameras.
Correct. Crocodile Dundee is back. Well, actually, he's missing in the outback, probably for tax evasion. and the only person who might be able to find him is...
Yeah, he's in the bloody Cayman Islands, mate. That's where he is.
It's his loudmouth American son no one knew he had. Introducing Danny McBride as Brian Dundee, this son of a legend is forced to channel his Aussie roots as he embarks on the ultimate adventure in the land down under. It's time to live up to the family name. Is this real?
I don't think it is. Here's the thing. Like, what were you saying before? It's not real, but...
But it could be real.
You're saying at some point it might be
it
real.
It might become real. Yeah.
Right, okay.
But there's speculation that it could be a teaser for an upcoming Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, okay, like a beer ad or something.
Yeah, because this is supposed to come out summer. That's right. When they say, which so...
I get the feeling that this is one of those things that once we're going to speculate on this like idiots for a couple of minutes, and then before the episode comes out, they're going to reveal what it is.
Yeah.
And it's going to be completely...
It's a viral marketing campaign for tourism or...
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I think it is. I think this is an ad for Tourism Australia.
Yeah, right.
Because we looked at the...
We did some investigation. You wanted to look at the source code behind the website.
The page source.
As if you were going to find anything.
you just never... Sometimes there's a clue.
There was no clues.
Well, I mean, okay, here's the thing.
You need a fucking clue, mate. How about that?
Sometimes there's a clue for people who are much smarter than us.
Right.
Like sometimes there's a clue, there'll be like a sequence of numbers and then that relate, you know, that turns into Morse code and then you play the Morse code and it's...
It's Land Down Under.
It's Land Down... I was going to say it's Land Down Under by Men at Work and then that relates. But I think what it is it's an ad because it's a... If you look at the website, there's like a real Australian production company.
Yeah, it's Screen Australia.
Screen Australia. And I think it's an ad for Tourism Australia.
Yeah.
Because we've had some rough... I feel
Australian, some trying times for Tourism
Australia. I would say Australian PR has taken a hit recently.
Yeah.
We used to be like, hey, we're a bunch of laid-back, lovable larrikins.
Yeah.
And now it's like...
A lot of us are racist.
A racist, and our Great Barrier Reef is disintegrating because of all the coal mining. But yeah, I think what it is...
On the last campaign was like, hey, where are you?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Your sons of bitches?
It was real aggressive.
That's right, yeah, yeah. What are you, losers?
Yeah.
But I think what this is, because what does it say? Again, he has to explore. He has to go.
Yeah. I assume that he grew up in New York. So Crocodile Dundee had a bit of a love affair, which also doesn't sit well with me for the mythos of the Mick Dundee character.
Right. Because
he's not a cheater.
That's right.
Or is he? I don't know.
And he got his dick blown off in Vietnam, so he can't father any kids. Where's this Mikey come from?
Good question.
No, I don't know. I think this is, because it says something like, oh, Brian Dundee, Mick Dundee is missing somewhere in Australia,
yeah.
And Mikey Dundee, and Brian Dundee has to go and find him.
Yes.
It sounds to me like it's going to be a series of videos where he goes to waterfalls, and he goes to the Red Centre, and he goes to the Outback, and he goes to Queensland, and whatever.
It would be the perfect place to show it as well.
Yeah, right.
It's like you get the most eyes on it when you see it at Super Bowl.
Exactly, yeah. And with Danny McBride.
And
all eyes on McBride, you know what I mean?
Also, he's filming something else at the moment, and there are behind-the-scenes... I can't believe I'm still talking about this. There's behind-the-scenes images, but it's all from...
Guys, this is going to be an hour and 40 minutes. Of us talking about the Dundee trailer.
No stone
will be unturned. 10 things you missed about it, 100 things you missed about it.
But the only behind the scenes footage is Danny.
You know what it is? It's the pattern of him swinging the knife.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Draw it out. It's a constellation. Go to that constellation. Look down.
Yep.
There's the secret. Dig. You'll find there, the secret. Yeah.
But it's, what was I going to say? I can't remember. Danny McBride. Yeah, so the only behind-the-scenes images is from just the shot that they had, and then there's like an aerial shot of a car going through like a jungle or forest or whatever.
Okay.
So that speaks to what you're talking about. Yeah. Can you move your mic back a little bit?
No.
Very good.
I did, though.
You did.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, look, in all honesty, do another one. Why not?
Sure, exactly.
Do you care? Is it something that like it's tarnished and it's sacred ground?
It's absolutely sacred ground. Yeah.
Nah, do another one. Who cares? Do a fun Danny McBride one. But he is filming something else at the moment, or he has been, so...
Okay.
There's no way they shot a two-hour film on this. Or maybe they did.
Ooh.
I mean, I guess you could do it undercover in Australia because nobody's keeping an eye on anything here.
That's true.
Yeah.
And we've all been so busy. I can't think of anything we've been doing.
Aussie Christmas.
It's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, that'll do it. Here's another icon, Mason, with a hat. Spielberg's next film looks like it might be...
I thought you were going to say Spielberg's neck. Here's another icon with a hat. Spielberg's neck. There's a neck, and then there's some miscellaneous stuff, and then there's a hat.
There's a hat. That's it. Spielberg's next film looks like it will be Indiana Jones 5.
Yes.
The release date, yes.
I have hope for it. I don't know.
Yeah, why not?
I think we've learned some lessons in the last decade or so.
Yeah, I just think, yeah, I agree. Just take another run at it. Who cares? I mean, it's already...
Mick Dundee it, man.
Yeah, you blew it. Just have another go. Who cares? It's like with alien films. Just keep making them.
You're going to hit a good one eventually. You know what? Just let's all live in a world where we can just discount the ones we don't like.
Yeah, exactly.
It's irrelevant.
That's exactly it. July 10, 2020 is when that's coming out. So
too far away.
I know, but films take a while, Mason. It is 2018. It's not that far away.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Yeah, but you'll be dead by then. Yeah. But West Side Story, is the other film that he's working on.
It's all the poison you put in my water every...
Correct.
Well, joke's on you. I take precisely one sip every week and then pour the rest down the sink.
You're getting some kind of Princess Bride-style immunity.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
That's right.
So he's doing this and he's doing West Side Story. So...
Okay.
Which would you prefer to see?
Indiana Jones.
Agreed.
You don't... Who cares about West Side Story?
Ah, come on. It's a classic musical. I actually saw it once in a school production. I tell you this much. It was fucking terrible.
Oh, yes.
I really didn't enjoy it. But there was a point where one of the background dancers took a leap and their foot got caught on a prop and they just like
nice.
Hit the deck.
Nice.
I mean, I felt bad, but it was pretty...
Here's a question for you, and this is what I always enjoy hearing about this. In this school production, were there any ethnic characters, but they didn't have any ethnic
yes.
children, so they had to just use white children?
Yes, correct.
That's a big problem in Australia.
Do you remember when we saw that play, and I don't remember... What was it?
It was Rent.
It was Rent, and an Asian guy...
was playing the black guy.
And he dropped
the... Because that's the...
And he dropped the N-word, and everyone just went,
ooh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because he was playing Tyrone.
Yeah.
He was the black... But that was the closest they could get to a black guy in Melbourne at the time was an Asian guy. So they were like, that'll do. Call him something else and have him say...
Use another slur.
Yeah. We've got so many.
That's right. Anyway, Indiana Jones 5. Have another run in it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Nice.
Let's just...
Bring Connery back.
I don't know where he... Is he gone mad in the Scottish Highlands?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe send someone to look for him. Send the son of Sean Connery, Indiana Jones, to look for his father. I was going to say his tax-evading father, for his wife-beating father.
Mm.
A bit too close for home. To home. Yeah.
What if McBride now, he's discovered his moneymaker.
Yeah.
Is he just pretends to be the son of iconic action heroes and then he just... does an ad for tourism in that country.
Right, yeah.
So he pretends to be Sean Connery's son.
Yeah, exactly.
Hanging out in Scotland.
Well, he pretends to be K-9, that dog, that weird German cop show dog.
Oh, joke. Yeah, for sure.
Was that what that was called?
He pretends to be The Bridge in whatever Finnish drama about depression and suicide and cops.
Anyway, we'll talk about this briefly. There's an all-male cut of The Last Jedi.
It's 46 minutes 46 long or
minutes
something?
From a men's right activist.
Great.
That's... Just, you know,
I'm kind of fascinated to see it, if only to see if it makes any sense.
I don't.
I bet it doesn't.
I bet it doesn't. Well, because I very quickly skimmed what was cut out of it. I'm like, this narratively, this doesn't make sense. Also, just don't watch it. Just do something else.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? There's a lot of people that don't like it. That's fine.
It's another podcast you can listen to 47 minutes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing.
Okay.
I don't have anything else to say about that, but you're an idiot. New Mutants was pushed back to 2019.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, it's not scary enough. That's the rumor. Because it was supposed to come out this year. And Deadpool 2 has been moved up to May 18th.
Because it's too scary.
It's too scary
enough.
They
want to get it out of the way.
They want to get out of the way. And that's a week before the Han Solo solo film.
It feels like a lot of competitors are sort of circling their wagons around the solo movie.
Yeah.
As if to be like... We're going to destroy you.
Yeah.
We're sick to death of this stranglehold that Star Wars has on the movie industry. So we're going to destroy you.
Absolutely. And the question is, Mason, where's the trailer?
Haven't seen anything, have we?
I'm going to edit this out if I'm not allowed to say this.
Okay.
But it's Super Bowl. Like, I heard from somebody who is in the know who said it's 100% the Super Bowl.
Refresh my memory. When is the Super Bowl?
Like Feb 5th. So,
okay.
Anyway, right. I'll cut that out if I have to, because I'll ask if I can. But no, that's when it's going to come out. I think with the solo trailer, I think that what they've been doing for these Star Wars trailers,
mm-hmm.
or Rogue One and The Last Jedi, not so much Force Awakens, they wait until people are screaming for it to be released, and then they wait a little bit more.
Openly
and then
weeping.
They release
they're
it.
In
yeah.
mourning. They're wearing all black and a veil.
Correct.
And they're like, where's Solo?
Have you noticed that's the way it's been going with these films, though?
A little bit,
They're never like, oh, here it is. They really push it. And even though it's out in May...
Mm.
You know, they can still go Feb. They can ramp it up from there. Who knows if it's going to work out. But I think that's a legitimate strategy. Also, if you release it around that time that I said earlier, Mason, you get all the eyes on it possible.
That's true.
Yeah.
And also, you can just get people who are still seeing The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
And they're just going to jump over.
Yes,
jump
correct.
A cinema over. They'll be like, oh, Last Jedi's finally stopped screening. What do I see now, Han Solo?
Exactly.
Right. Nice.
What fun, Mason.
What fun.
What fun.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the Wasp costume?
Yes.
People demanded that we talk about it.
Uh-huh.
Do you want to bring it up on your phone just quickly,
sure.
See if you notice anything about it? I'm sweating. Like, it's hot. I mean, it's always hot, but bloody hell.
Yeah.
Anyway,
and I mean, you defused that bomb with 1 second
I did,
spare,
yeah.
So, Whew.
I wasn't going to bring it up because I didn't want to, you know, to throw off the program.
No, I understand. Yeah, yeah. Sure, yeah.
Anyway, the wasp costume, the chest part looks a bit like a dick. So yeah. I don't think it's intentional.
No. Yes, yeah, so you have to look at it upside down. It's
yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people are like, why isn't it more brilliantly coloured? Like, isn't it, you know, when I think of the wasp, you know, there's a lot more yellow to the costume. Yeah. But I think if you did that, the dick would be much more apparent. So they had a choice to make there.
Yeah.
They were like, do we pay the sculpt guy again or do we pay the paint guy again?
Also, it's in line with the 1960s costume we saw in the last movie and the Ant-Man colouring. So maybe they'll get more kind of coloured as the kind of goes along.
Yeah, and again, thus far, no Marvel movie costume has really been set in stone.
No,
like
that's
Captain
right.
America's had a different costume every movie.
Exactly, the Ant-Man helmet changes.
Exactly, yeah.
Willy nilly, Mason.
Yeah, exactly.
Willy nilly.
Nice.
You get it.
I get it.
I forgot to ask if you've seen this, but have you seen the new Tomb Raider trailer?
No.
It's the same. It's just Tomb Raider. Right. We've got a caravan of garbage coming up this week.
That's right, we do.
On Tomb Raider.
Something very...
It's so weird.
Very strange.
Yeah, so that'll be out
Tuesday. A little relic, if you will.
Yeah, it's like a 20-year-old relic. It's not a game.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way, but it's very weird.
It's literally a relic. We found it.
Yeah.
It glows.
Yep.
Makes us feel funny when we look at it.
Yeah.
Urge to Kill Rising.
Correct. You know, we keep it around.
Yeah, that's right.
It's warm. It's warm.
It is warm,
right?
In here, isn't it? It's a warmth that could really only be alleviated by murder. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I just meant it's physically warm, like it exudes heat.
Oh, yeah, that's
true. Like there's something trapped in it. I don't know.
Yeah, look, what we should do, we should wait until it's really late at night.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we should just crack it open.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then we eat what's inside.
Nice.
Maybe it's nougat.
Ooh.
Maybe it's ants. Anyway, it's got a new trailer.
Okay.
It's fine.
Right.
I don't know how this is going to go. Maybe this is going to be the good one, Mason. I've made proclamations about good video game movies before, and I've been wrong. So I'm not rolling the dice on this. You know what I am? It's shit. Wow. I don't know. What do you think?
A lot of people have messaged us. A lot of people have emailed and tweeted, and a lot of people have put up posts in the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group on Facebook, and they've said, "Has Jumanji broken the curse of the every video game movie being
not
a bad
video game movie?"
Exactly, it's not one.
It's video games. It's like Wreck-It Ralph.
I recently watched it and I enjoyed it.
Oh, really? I haven't seen it. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah,
it's good,
a fun time.
And it's made like $700 million worldwide. So
yeah, allegedly.
What does that mean?
Not has.
Okay, right.
I don't know.
Do you think maybe Kevin Hart just bought $700 million worth of tickets?
He could very
well.
Because
he could, yeah.
Yeah, he absolutely could. Let's move our mics back a little bit, Mason.
Oh, even further?
Yeah, I don't know about this.
Wow, all right.
I'm still getting used to it. I want to get some new expensive mics, but they're like $400 or $500 each. And then I'm like, then I have to get three because if you get a guest.
Yeah.
Or we can just give the bad one to Levins or whatever if he comes on.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Hope you're listening, Levins.
Because you've reached that point of like being a YouTube guy.
Yeah.
Where you're now like, and you've been doing it for so long that you now hear every minuscule tiny little thing.
I'm not even good at it, but I can still hear it a little bit, yeah.
Have we talked, speaking of people who are good at YouTube, have we talked about Logan Paul at all?
Yeah, we can, sure.
We don't have to, but...
No, fine, what do you think?
What an idiot.
What an idiot, right? I mean, he'll be fine. He's already bouncing back, he's got his clothing line, he's got his dumb haircut. What is it? What were you thinking? I cannot... How do you live in a world where none of the people around you said, "Hey, don't post a video of a dead body on the internet"?
Don't go to a place called the Suicide Forest specifically to find relics of dead people, artifacts of dead people, and then be surprised when you find one and wear a Minions hat and then put it on video and then upload it to YouTube.
I find it very hard to believe that he went into that forest thinking that something like that wouldn't happen and he would make that video.
Yeah, right.
And it's funny because I've seen the video, like the full thing, because other people re-upload it. And it's at the start, he's like, "You've never seen anything like this before on YouTube." Yeah, because no one else is dumb enough to do it.
Yeah.
And this the message is twisted, you know, kind of like, "Hey, don't kill yourself." And he's sniggering in front of the body. And everyone has different reactions to death.
Yeah.
You know, watching someone die or seeing a dead body is horrendous. And people obviously react in different ways. But edit that out.
Yeah, right.
Edit the stuff out where you're laughing about it.
Yeah, yeah. But all, and again, like it's a celebrity thing where there's going to be people who are like, "All these people are just haters. They're just jealous that they didn't find a dead body."
Mate, you couldn't give me $1 billion to be in that guy's body.
Yeah, right.
Like it's just
exactly same.
To live that lifestyle. It seems exhausting.
Exactly.
Every day, bro.
Every day, bro.
I don't know. I think maybe it's just because we're old. You know? But I think also, I think there's a risk to blowing...
Wait, we're old?
Yeah, we're old, sorry.
What? What?
Well, you know what? I knew I was old. I was visiting Claire's family home today, and I was out in the street, and there were some guys playing cricket. They were probably like 19, 20, and one of them rung the bottle-o, and I was putting my kid in the car, so that's already like... They're probably thinking, like, look at this old prick or whatever. But one of them goes, hey, I got Jono on the phone for the bottle-o. That's a bottle shop or grog shop.
Liquor store.
Liquor store, thank you. And he goes, what do you want? And he goes, yeah, just get me the cheapest six-pack of bourbon and cola or whatever it is.
Yeah, right.
So, and that's, I'm like, oh, I remember that. Just be like, just get me the cheapest thing.
Yeah.
Don't drink that. Now I only drink fine wines, Mason.
Ugh.
Yeah. Anyway, Logan Paul's an idiot.
Yeah.
But I just think that, no, blowing up, I think, is not a good way to get famous because I don't think it's sustainable.
No.
Do you know who Tabascus is?
No.
Do you know who what Ray William Johnson is?
You could just be saying yeah. random stuff.
Okay, so these are
know.
People who used to be like YouTube celebrities and whatever. And look, these guys, the Paul brothers, have reached a height that nobody ever has. But I just find it hard to, unless you evolve, and maybe they're smart enough to do that, I just don't think it's sustainable. Anyway, those last two guys, I don't know what they're doing. I think one of them quit and the other one did something horrible. I can't remember.
Great.
Anyway.
Terrific.
Do you want some DC news?
Yeah.
We've got some Flash directors for the, maybe it's the Flashpoint movie. It's scribes John Francis Daly and Jonathan Goldstein. You may know them as the writers of Spider-Man Homecoming. Do you know them as that?
Yeah, I don't know them. Well, now I do.
Now
for this brief shining moment, that's how I'm going to know them. And then if you ever mention them again, you're going to have to reintroduce them
sure.
to me.
They also directed the Vacation movie. The new one.
The new one,
with
okay.
Ed Helms, yeah.
Huh.
I just think it's...
You Did know anyone watch that?
I've seen it. It's totally fine.
Great.
I heard it was garbage. And I'm like, this is... I mean, you got to remember also, not all those vacation movies, or even the good ones, are that good.
Yeah, well, exactly, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. They're good, especially for the time, but have you seen Vegas Vacation?
No, I've never seen Vegas Vacation.
Have you seen the one where it's just the uncle, or the weird...
No, Randy Quaid, no.
You know what I think this is, though?
I think I've seen European... I think I've seen the first one.
Yeah.
I've seen Christmas. European and Christmas.
Yeah. Mm. Not Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they're looking for their Russo brothers. It's a comedy duo.
Yeah, right.
I think
okay.
that's what DC are like. Let's. I know they're saying they don't want to copy a formula.
Again,
but
they've movie producers of all this, they've taken the wrong lesson.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. Okay, well, these Marvel movies have been successful. What was it? Well, it must be two directors.
Yeah. Well, it's two directors who did comedy because Russo brothers did Me, You and Dupree.
Yeah, right.
And Community.
Yeah.
And so you wouldn't think that they'd be right for Avengers 4 and Civil War
and
Winter Soldier, but...
Yeah.
Hey, look, Spider-Man Homecoming got a good script from what I saw of this. I did see it. It was good, but I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go. Could be great. One of them was actually one of the kids in Freaks and Geeks.
Those guys are getting around, aren't they?
Seth Rogen. One of them's Seth Rogen.
Oh.
No. Affleck, Schrodinger's bat. How do you say that again?
Schrodinger's bat?
Thank you. I haven't said it in a while. He may be in or out, Mason.
Oh.
Apparently they wanted him for the Flashpoint movie.
Oh, yeah.
And the rumor is that, well, he didn't do it. That's not a rumor. Also, those directors aren't confirmed, but he's probably not doing it. His last role will either be as Batman will be in Suicide Squad 2 or Flashpoint. And the story also goes, allegedly, Warner Brothers have soured on him and Jake Gyllenhaal is ready to step up.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I think we may have also talked about before.
Yeah.
I
feel he's always ready to step up. He's got that attitude. He's got a can-do attitude of a man who's always ready to step up.
He'll lose some weight. He'll gain some weight.
Yep.
He's the Prince of Persia. He's the Nightcrawler. He does it all.
He can be oily or greasy. He can be oiled and tanned. He can be greasy and pale.
How long do you want his hair? It's got to have a bit of length on it to
a little
be greasy.
Bit of, yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's always in like he's always on the bench. He's just in the just he's
Put
like
me in.
I'm ready to go. I'll be in anything.
I'm greased up. Yeah. I'll slip right into that suit. I think he'd be. We've talked about it before. I think he'd be a good Batman.
Yep.
I think Affleck had his Batman's not terrible. Justice League. It's not great.
Well, again, it's just the suit.
Yeah,
he just has the best looking suit in my opinion.
But I think he's good in Batman Superman. Yeah. I think he's a good performance. But he does. Just let him go. Just let him go.
Just let him go. He wants to be out. He wants to be out.
What I think will
happen. Let him do. Mm. Let him. Let him. Give it to Gyllenhaal and or Gyllenhaal, or however you pronounce it. And then in a
Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Thank you. And in a few years, he can do like, remember when Thomas Jane did that Punisher movie?
Yeah, right.
Just whenever he's like, oh, I've got the urge to do it, just give him a little short film where he's in a regular three-piece suit and he's got slicked hair and he looks like Bruce Wayne and he does some Bruce Wayne-y stuff and he could be Batman or maybe he's not.
You know what? Give him a cameo in Arrow, but don't give him a name.
Yeah,
there
you
go. But no, I think, you know, just there needs to be some changes, and if he's not 100% on board, maybe just let it go.
Just let it go.
Yeah. Gotham City...
Just whisper in his ear, just get let it go. Let it go. Just let it go.
Have a drink.
Yes. Smoke a durry. Sit on a bench and look sad.
Yeah.
Gotham, spend some more time with your kid.
Yeah,
come on,
that's
mate.
That's nice, yeah. Gotham City Sirens is apparently on hold. And the that's going to be that Harley Quinn all-female team-up movie. And the next Harley Quinn film will be Birds of Prey, Suicide Squad, and then Joker versus Harley. So we've got some Harley Quinn. I don't know if... it was an accurate portrayal in Suicide Squad, but it's a very annoying character.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I don't think it fully translates... from the animated. I think it works in the animated and the voice works in the animated. You bring that over, just someone that shrill, just like screaming. I'm not sure it works. I think you need to maybe just turn it down a little bit. Am I wrong in saying that?
Ah, but then...
because it is an exaggerated cartoon world. And obviously comic book movies are, but I don't know, just a thought.
But if you tone it down too far, she's just boring, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think there's you find that sweet spot. I don't know what it is, and I might be wrong. Maybe it will work, but I don't know. I just thought it's accurate, but I don't know whether that's a good thing, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, do you want to see 3 or 4 Harley Quinn movies?
No.
Do you want to see Joker versus Harley?
No.
What if it's not Jared Leto? What if it's Affleck as Joker?
Right. No. What if there's a clause in his contract that he missed over where he's like, you have to do 3 Batman movies, but if you don't, if you slip out somehow, you have to do a Joker movie. And he's like, his lawyer and his agent are like, okay, you're out, Affleck.
Yes.
You got to do a Joker movie though. And he's like, what? You got to shave your eyebrows off.
Oh, Suicide Squad. Remember when they all tattooed squad on each other?
Yeah, good stuff.
We did a commentary, didn't we?
Yes.
It's movie's fine.
It's fine, yeah.
Totally fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Absolutely. I'd put a tattoo on for that.
Yeah, sure.
A tattoo.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay. Cloverfield 3 is a viral site. You're a fan of Cloverfield 1?
Yes.
You're a fan of Cloverfield 2?
Yep.
Still. I think I like 2 better. Because yep. The hype, I was saying this to Matthew, who does some editing for us, Mason.
Oh, yes.
Good dude. That he's a big fan of Cloverfield films. I think the first one was kind of spoiled for me because they're like, what's the secret? What is it? It's just a monster. It's just a big monster. It's not a big deal. That didn't need to be a mystery. It's a monster smashing up a city. That's okay. I'd still see that.
But where's it from?
We don't know.
Space.
They didn't explain it.
No, it's either from space or under the ocean.
Or both.
It's very vague.
Half from space, half from the ocean. They glum together.
If you read the anime...
I will not.
If not the anime, the manga.
Oh, I'll read that, sure.
If you read the manga, yeah. It's from the deep in the ocean. But if you just watch the movie, it appears to be from space.
Could you see the meteor land?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, gotcha.
But if you read the manga, the meteor... It's this a satellite falls from space and it hits the thing under the ocean somehow.
Okay, I gotcha.
Slusho.
Slusho, yeah.
Slusho.
Is it the same universe?
As?
The two?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Anyway, viral
three's coming out on April 18th of 2018.
Ooh, that's
very
soon.
We haven't seen anything of it. Anyway, by the way, I'm sick of viral sites and being like, decode the message. Just give us a trailer, come on.
No, you've got to check that source code though.
Well, I didn't. Here's somebody else decoded it.
See? I'm not crazy.
No, this was a thing where you went there and it was an actual message that you could decode. It wasn't, you didn't go to the source code. You think you're Johnny Lee Miller from Hackers, mate.
Yeah,
you're not.
Yeah.
You're...
Look at my weird George Clooney, like weird Caesar bowl cut. Look what I got. Look at my leather jacket, but I'm not wearing a shirt underneath it. So weird. I'm wearing rollerblades. I'm rollerblading around the man cave.
Regular room. Okay, Tokyo. July 18th, 2018. Mm-hmm. Togaruto has begun development on a revolutionary new energy technology in what CEO Gary Yoshida called... This is boring as. I didn't think it'd be this boring. It's very boring. Called a technological great leap forward for our planet. This renewable technology will take at least 4 years to complete, along with another 6 years international regulatory bodies to bring the powerful revolutionary energy source by April 18th, 2028. Okay, so I didn't proofread this at all before, but basically it's an energy source.
Yes.
Wow, what a... Great. I'm glad somebody went to the trouble of decoding that. That's a thrill and a half. Next thing. Do you have anything to say? I want to see it, but that's bad. Right. I don't care.
I feel the thing you've mentioned, the Tagaruto something something, I feel that's in the manga. Mm. I feel it is, so yeah. I think... okay.
Is that what you feel, is it? Is that what you feel, Mason?
Yeah. Cloverfield, the original Cloverfield got a lot more of a push because there was another viral thing that happened at the same time and people linked them both together. No, it was for like an online game.
Oh, what was it?
It was called...
SimCity?
No. I'll look it up later.
But it wasn't related.
It was unrelated, yeah.
Ha-ha!
All right.
Anyway, I don't like any of this viral stuff.
Okay, great. You love it, though.
No. You're not listening. You're not listening, Mason. Anyway, you still looking at that thing?
Yeah.
Did you find anything?
Well, there's another website.
Oh, yeah. Where do you go to it and use your rollerblades to work out what's going on?
God Particle. Miller. Okay, pretty good.
Oh, I like the idea of these are like self-contained stories.
Yeah, what do you think about the idea that they're all, maybe they're parallel universe, and maybe they'll all link together somehow?
Yeah, that's fine. And I think you could... You don't ever have to tie them in together.
Yep.
Or you don't have to definitively say whether they are or they aren't. Uh-huh. Yeah. Maybe like Black Mirror did or didn't.
Ooh,
which we can talk about later.
We'll talk about later, maybe.
There's a Black Widow movie happening.
Okay.
There you go.
I acted like I was surprised there, but I'm not surprised.
You knew. Yeah. Jack Schaefer.
He's going to be Black Widow.
Okay. Yes. Last thing she wrote was Olaf's Frozen Adventure, that short film that I think went at the start of Coco, and then they removed it because people hated it.
Oh, really?
I'm not saying that's her fault, but it could be.
Maybe they're just sick to death of Olaf.
Could be.
Who was the snowman?
Yeah.
Okay.
You ever seen Frozen?
No.
Tangled's better. But Black Widow movie, there you go. They're finally rolling it out. She was first introduced in Iron Man 2 in 2010, mm-hmm. in a pivotal player in the Avengers film, The Winter Soldier, Civil War, Lucy, Red Sparrow, that Jennifer Lawrence one that's coming out.
Yep. So Ghost World.
Ghost World, it's all part of it. Ghost in the Shell. Yep. Obviously, these are all part of the Black Widow-iverse. So what do you think? What direction are they going to go? They're going to make it sad assassin backstory?
Oh, God, I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope it's just a fun espionage film.
Well, it won't be that. It'll be sad.
I don't want it to be sad.
You'll see a uterus get pulled out or whatever.
I don't want that at all.
That weird subplot they put in Age of Ultron.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
No, put Hawkeye in it too.
Yeah, I think so. I think that'd be a great team.
Hawkeye will be the only one who doesn't have a solo movie?
Well, it depends. What are your tiers of Avengers? How far do you go? You know what I mean? Do you count Falcon,
War Machine?
War
right.
Machine, you know.
Yeah. Hulk I'm thinking original recipe Avengers, sure, team.
Yeah, no, I think they'd be a good team up.
Mm.
Yeah. I think her best film is Winter Soldier. I think they're a really good kind of team together.
I would like to see a Hawkeye rom-com.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a date night kind of scenario.
But his wife's alive.
That's what I'm saying.
For now.
Oh, no. But like he has to get to dinner with his wife.
Oh, yeah.
But then
there's a Chitauri invasion.
Yes, exactly.
Robots.
I think that'll be good and
someone's
fun.
A Skrull.
Yeah.
Also, people also requested we talk about the Avengers 4 leaked set photos.
Okay.
I think we're going to steer. And Lego sets. We might steer clear of that stuff because there's some spoilery stuff in there apparently.
Okay, right.
Don't want to go down that road for anybody who doesn't want to know.
Okay then.
But email privately if you want to chat to Mason about it.
Okay, good.
Or at him at Wikipedia Brown on Twitter.
Put it in the bloody Planet Broadcasting Great Mates group.
Please do. Make sure you say spoilers.
Say spoilers and put some dots.
Put some
spoilers
dots.
In the dots.
Yeah.
Basic etiquette.
Basic spoiler etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
Gambit has lost its director.
Of course it has.
Gore Verbinski was doing it.
Dun 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 dun. That's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Correct.
Dun 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 dun.
He did some of those
films. Dun dun.
He did...
Da, da, da,
Lone Ranger possibly as
Christ,
well.
Yep.
All good.
I know nothing about Gore Verbinski.
What do you mean?
He's a cipher of a man.
In what
What's
sense?
His deal?
What's his deal? Okay.
What's he look like?
He looks like a regular man, human
he
man.
He strikes me as a man like he looks like a maybe an older gentleman and he's got some silver fox kind of hair.
There's a bit of that
kind
of
mullety
him.
On the back.
Yeah, there's a bit of that about
yeah,
him.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, here's the things that he's directed. The Ring. There you go.
Okay.
He did Mouse Hunt. Apparently that's a good one.
Great.
Pirates of the Caribbean, the first one. He did he did The Weatherman. He did the next two Pirates of the Caribbean films. He did Rango. He did The Lone
Django.
Ranger. He did Django. He did A Cure for Wellness, which apparently was fine. Dane DeHaan. And he's doing Spaceless at the moment. But he's not doing Gambit. Lost another director, but the release date is still June of next year.
Gore Verbinski looks nothing like I thought he would.
No, he's got some of the attributes that you said. You said human man, right?
I said human man.
Yeah, you got some of it, right?
I said slightly mullety.
Yeah.
He's slightly mullety in that photo.
Slightly
yeah,
slightly mullety.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on Gore Verbinski? So he's got some good work in there.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's not doing it. So.
He's got the cheeks of a Gore Verbinski. Like when I think of a Gore Verbinski,
yeah.
he's got the cheeks
you're
of
thinking
the,
Gorbachev, aren't you?
No, he's ruddy. He's got a ruddy cheek.
Like a chubby little boy? What are you talking about here?
Yeah, like a chubby little boy, yeah. Yeah, who's running home to mother. The other boys were ever so mean to him. Mater, the boys. The other boys were so mean to me.
Someone photoshopped Gore Verbinski in one of those, you know, like 19th century little boy hats.
Like a little Lord Fauntleroy. Yeah, maybe. Okay, all right. See, so the top photos are a young Gore Verbinski.
Yeah,
okay,
that's what I get.
Okay, right.
Mm.
He looks a little Julian Assange.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Okay, I think you need to let this go.
All right.
All right. Tom Holland, apparently, shot for 2 days on the Venom solo movie.
Ooh, that's right.
The story goes that he'll appear as Peter Parker.
He was bitten by a radio spider.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yes, he was. And in the process of that, people are saying, well, I guess that definitively links the Venom movie to the MCU, even though it's a Sony only run property. That being said, they can balls up Venom and it doesn't matter because Marvel ballsed up Inhumans and that's still in the universe,
that's
isn't
true.
It?
That's true. Yeah.
Also, it's cancelled, by the way. They quietly cancelled it.
They quietly cancelled it. It's not returning for a second season.
It's not in the series order, is it? No, it's not. You're not going to see that dog again. Yeah. Hope it teleported them all to the bottom of the ocean.
That'd be pretty good.
I think it was a good show in general.
No, you don't.
That was real bad. It was no good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was really terrible.
Yeah.
Whew.
Maybe there's some value in watching the whole thing, though, the whole first season.
No, I don't think that's true.
Okay, maybe it gets better.
I don't think it does. Okay. My understanding is that it does not.
Okay, good.
Tom Holland, though, what do you think about him?
Tom Holland, yeah, okay. But he's not Spider-Man.
Well, what role would Peter Parker play in a Venom movie where the Venom character is not school-aged?
I think maybe he just sees him on a...
on a boat, on a yachting expedition.
Well, that's the thing, like, maybe... It's a good question.
I'm just thinking about a ruddy little Gore Verbinski running.
Pretty good. Look, because... Well, I was going to say that maybe... Is it Eddie Brock or is it? It can't be Flash Thompson. It has to be Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe Eddie Brock sees him. I was going to say maybe Eddie Brock sees him on TV the costume is somehow inspired to be spidery.
Oh, yeah.
But then they could just use existing footage.
Exactly, yeah.
So maybe a chance meeting.
Love a chance meeting.
Maybe.
Maybe he's not in it.
Maybe they'll do it old school Sony Spider-Man and just cut a whole bunch of stuff out that we think is going to be in it. And
that's how I like my Spider-Man films. Yeah. Anyway, that's good.
Maybe they have a chance meeting in a bloody newsroom or something.
Oh, yeah.
That would make sense, right?
Yeah. He's doing some photography.
Yeah.
It depends on what kind of Eddie Brock we're even getting in this as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Sony also might be up for sale next year. One of the board members or CEOs, I don't know, Tony something. He said, if we don't grow, we'll be somebody else's purchase. Because apparently if you...
Probably Tony Sony.
Tony Sony.
You had to assume name, yeah. There'd be Tony Sony.
I have
Sony
his name here.
They're like the members of Devo or the Ramones. They have to change their last name to Sony.
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
But so in this age of movie making, Mason, mm-hmm. you can't be a little film company. You have to keep growing. You have to grow big or grow home.
That's right.
As the saying goes. Yeah. So can you imagine...
You have to run home to Mater.
That's right.
And say that the other studios are being oh so mean to you.
what do you think about Sony like giving up all their properties, all their Men in Blacks, all their Spider-Mans? Yeah. I think they're going to try and grow. I don't think they want to, but there's a very real possibility with Disney buying up everything and Apple buying up everything and Netflix and everything that we're going to be only having a few major companies.
That's true.
In the next few years.
Also, surely at some point... Well, I don't know, like if Disney buys Sony or their entertainment in stuff, surely there's going to be a lot in there that is just...
Trash?
Yeah, it's just trash. Yeah. And that's going to be... Like what if they spend $1 billion on it and they don't get $1 billion back and they just dump... I don't know.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It is a good question.
Yeah.
Maybe, we're not capable of dividing that.
Maybe they'll only... maybe Disney will... Maybe they'll... Could piecemeal it off,
That's true.
Maybe not everybody buys, whatever. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Sony just keep making Men in Black films or whatever. I think they're doing a spin-off at the moment.
Oh, nice.
Jack Black is back in Men in Black. I don't know what they're doing with it. Sebastian Stan had some interesting news, Mason.
Sebastian Stan had some news. He's pregnant.
He's the Winter Soldier. Mm-hmm. He's not pregnant. He spoke to Hugh Jackman and he said, am I going to see you soon? As in the MCU. And he said, I can't really say specifically because he feels like he's going to get in trouble, but he said a couple of things to me and I'll just leave it at that.
Ooh.
So that indicates...
Suffice to say, the musical is back.
Oh, no. Well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you see Latest Showman?
So that's... I was unaware that was a musical. They've really buried the lead on that,
really?
I feel. Yeah.
Have you seen any of the trailers?
I've seen at least one trailer and there was no singing in it.
Well, I don't know what you watched, but like all the trailers have singing in it.
No.
And he's like, I just want to make the greatest show in the world. I just want to whip some elephants to death.
Yeah, right.
like the great P.T. Barnum.
P.T. Barnum was a very bad man.
Well, that's
the stories,
yeah.
Yeah.
I think the idea was behind it is, Hugh Jackman loves show business and he loves the musical.
He always wants the musical to be back.
He is. And it is back. La La Land. This.
When you Moulin say this, Rouge. You mean our podcast.
Yeah, the musical, The Weekly Planet. But what do you think about that? Hugh Jackman returning as Wolverine, having another go.
Great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't think they should recast Wolverine?
No.
Okay, fair enough. Next thing.
Just give him one more. I don't know.
But I don't think you can go one more. If you bring Wolverine in,
then
he does 10.
Then people forever. That's true. Yeah, you're right.
And he's 50. I'm not saying he shouldn't do it. I think it'd be kind of cool. But...
Can you keep being that ripped at 50 plus?
Can I?
Yeah.
No.
Can you, Hugh Jackman?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I guess.
But
that's
do you
true.
Want to?
No, I feel that would take a toll on your body.
Yeah, mentally. Yeah. As well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, but some people get addicted to it. They love it.
That's true.
Yeah. They love the endorphins. Mm-hmm. They love cooling down the joints with some ice.
Yep.
They love a herbal tea.
That's true.
That's what he loves, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just eating fish all day and. Work on a stairmaster or whatever.
Yeah. And also, you sort of have to introduce all the other X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gambit.
Yeah, the, great.
The New Mutants.
Yeah.
The other ones.
Where could they put him in? Maybe they could do, you know what they could probably do?
Dimension jump?
Maybe. Or they could do, because they initially, Weapon X and the creation of Captain America were separate things.
Yes.
But then if maybe like 10 years ago they went, okay, the program that created Wolverine was originally the program that created Captain America, and it sort of evolved over the decades and
they
now.
Just decided to put a metal skeleton in a man.
Yeah, exactly.
How did you get so far off track?
That's right.
What happened? That's a Chinese whispers of super soldier
isn't
experiments.
Isn't it though? Yeah.
Sorry, keep going.
I don't know. Maybe just have maybe a chance encounter between Captain America and Wolverine in World War II or something. Maybe that.
But
and then he's like, I'm off, I don't care for... And then he could be like, I don't care for this superhero malarkey, I'm off.
But if you bring over the whole universe of what already existed, your McAvoys and your Fassbenders and your...
Yeah.
And your
you have to acknowledge all those times that they nearly destroyed the world in the 80s.
Yeah, exactly.
And nobody cared.
Well, yeah, and even in the 2000s and whatever. Like, it was world news that mutants existed. But when Tony Stark came out as Iron Man, that was kind of the first public display of superhero...
Affection.
I was going to say affection, but that wasn't. Yeah, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think you can say there was this secret school of mutants, but you can't make it the same school.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll make it parallel dimensions then. It's
fine. I'm done.
Yeah.
Got one more bit of news, Mason.
Okay, I'm ready.
I knew it. I knew this would happen.
Oh, here we go.
Superman's red trunks are back.
Oh, for Action Comics 1000.
I knew it was going to happen. I think I called it 4 to 5 years ago, Mason, or maybe I didn't.
Oh, yes.
But remember when the trunks went away?
I do.
You were happy about it?
And he was just nude, just in the middle
nude.
Of his...
Yeah.
In the junk
nothing.
Region. What? It was just long red boots and long blue stockings.
Then nothing.
Nude.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the uniform. And then they were like, you know what? Reaction's been bad.
Yeah.
It's been mixed to bad.
Look.
So let's just fill in there with some more blue and give him a belt.
Give him a belt. I think... I'm happy to see it back.
I'm not,
I like
I don't
the
like
look.
It.
I know you don't like it.
Yeah.
It's classic Superman though, Mason.
Yeah.
And look, it'll come and go as well.
Yeah.
I don't really think it matters.
I feel like maybe they should have done it more how they have fixed the Iron Man suit. Like in, you know, earlier appearances, he also has like the red underpants situation.
Yeah, it's just gold.
But if you look at
the movie one,
he sort of still has the shorts in a lot of the versions of the suit.
Yeah, right.
But they sort of extend it up to the waist and down the legs. So it's
okay,
sort of
a bit of that.
Ambiguous.
I
feel you could do it with
like
that. I
think
like
that's not
that.
A bad idea.
Yeah, I think you could do that.
Mm.
Are they going to be...
Have you seen the image?
Sorry, no, I haven't
They're
seen
it. They're just
jocks.
Straight
up jocks.
Yeah, because I don't think the belt designs they were doing really worked. I think you need something to break up all that blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not necessarily in the live action version, but in the comic books.
Yeah.
I think it's, yeah.
Just, it's easier to do it. There's less suspension of disbelief in the comic books.
Yeah.
Imagine trying to introduce it in the movies now. Like, what mechanism is it that he has to suddenly have red underpants?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Time travel.
Mother box.
The mother box demands he puts on underpants?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
What was the deal with those?
The mother boxes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, what are we reading?
Oh, yeah.
You said the other part.
Oh, what are we going to read?
I'm doing a thing.
And then there's a theme song.
Yeah, I already put it in.
Okay, nice. Man, we've read a lot of stuff, I have to say.
We've got a lot to catch up on. I think we should mention up top, though, our good friend Hollywood Pete.
Oh, yeah. We mentioned this on the Planet Broadcasting Group, but
correct.
Good to mention it again. So Hollywood Pete, who we've mentioned before, who has basically, he has gotten us in the room with various Hollywood heavy hitters in the past.
Correct.
In meetings we have ruined. He helped us.
Let us beat up Kevin Spacey.
That's right.
That's not true.
But it'd be fun. He helped us put the Planet Broadcasting launch event together.
He did,
got us a sponsorship and like free stuff to give away and all sorts of stuff.
That was all paid. All those free drinks, that was on Hollywood Pete.
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, but he, in addition to doing all those millions of things, and he's got a bloody million TV and movie projects on the go, he's also written a comic book.
Correct.
And we have received an advanced copy of that
many months ago.
That's right. And we enjoyed it a lot. It's called Winter Dark.
It's W-Y-N-T-R.
And it's basically, it's set in a sort of this future feudal society where there's been like a environmental cataclysm and The world's bloody gone topsy-turvy.
It's cactus, mate. It's a new ice age.
That's right.
Technology's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it, Mason?
Ooh.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's kind of this feudal, kind of medieval setup where they'll take like the Brooklyn Bridge, but it's like, it's like a medieval society built
on the
top
ruins
of modern New York.
Yeah.
And like the police officers, like the knight's outfit resemble like New York police officers because it's kind of a throwback to
it's a crazy
world. I love the world building and I love the idea. And it's also you've got societies across the world. So you've got like there's a new kingdom in London.
Yeah, right.
And so they'll sail over on like what are they called? A bloody
aircraft carrier.
Yeah, an aircraft carrier, but it's all powered by, you know, steam and rolling and whatnot. Yeah. I just think it's a really interesting idea. Also, it nearly was like a movie at one point, and hopefully it will
be again.
Also,
Because
then we get a cut of it. That's not true. Hey Pete,
can we get? Look, I'm putting my foot down, Pete. This is our very last. This is our demand. We will not budge. We want if it becomes a movie, we demand 2 free tickets.
Yes,
to a session.
Yep.
During the week.
Yep.
Look, I know you probably can't swing Saturday.
We'll take a Wednesday morning.
We'll do it.
But also, my dog has to be in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We won't budge on that. We will not budge on that. Anyway, we mentioned this because we've had like the whole first story for months, but the first issue is on Comixology right now.
The second one's going to be up very soon as well. So
it's got like six issues ready to go.
I'll link it below. So bloody check it out.
But anyway, so in short, if you're feeling magnanimous out there and you would like to support somebody who's been supporting us.
And it's also an independently created thing as well.
Yeah.
So
that's right. Maybe you check that out.
Maybe
check it out. A couple of bucks. $3.99 or something.
Get it's good. Into it. That's Australian as well.
Ooh.
So if you live somewhere better than here.
That's right.
It's less.
Yeah, that's right.
Also, Steel Wars did a live show. He wanted us to mention. He demanded that I mention it with a whole lot of cool people and like Star Wars fans and celebrities and whatnot.
Ooh.
And actually, apparently, Rian Johnson listened to it.
Hello.
The director of Star Wars.
I think that could have bloody listened to one of the episodes we were on.
Do you reckon he did?
No.
He probably didn't, did he?
No.
Do you reckon he knows who you are?
No.
Do you reckon he know who my dog is?
No.
Get her in that movie, though.
Yeah, that's right. Then he'll know. That's right. Then he'll regret messing with us.
Absolutely. Oh, I meant to mention this directly up top. We're doing a live show.
Oh, yeah.
I put that at the top, but I forgot. But God, I'm shit at this. It's over halfway sold. I don't know how much is... There's definitely tickets left, I think.
This is in April of this year.
April 14th.
It is taking place during the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, but for legal purposes, this is not part of...
It is absolutely not part of that.
Not related to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival.
So that we get more of the ticket sales, it is not associated with the Melbourne Comedy Festival. It's at April 14th at 3 p.m. at the European Beer Cafe, where a whole lot of other Planet Broadcasting people are doing shows as well.
Immediately afterwards is going to be Do Go On.
Correct, so stick around.
Stick around.
That'll be funnier. That's linked below. I don't know, I think... It's 200 seats in total, and I think there's another 50 for standing. So,
cool.
I don't know. I don't know where we're at. I think we're like 150 or something like that. So
nice.
I don't know. Don't
grab
fly,
a ticky.
Don't fly across the world for it either. Like that's...
I mean, some people already have.
Oh, no. Are they here? Do I have to put them up in my house?
That's right. Well, they're not here yet. I think somebody is... I'd have to check, but I believe a weekly whackadoo has purchased a ticket and they're in California, so they're coming. They're coming down.
Far.
I know.
We'll make sure we'll leave straight away after the show, then, Mason.
Okay.
I don't want to meet anybody. No, we'll be around a bit afterwards, won't we?
Yep. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Have a bloody beer, mate. Have a beer and a durry.
Nice.
Okay.
Everyone gets a beer and a durry at the door.
What do we got here? I think tickets are they 30? I think they're $30, aren't they?
I demand a free ticket.
Yeah. It's a bar. It's an overage event, but I think if you bring a parent, then that's fine. But don't drag your angry dad in, because he won't like it.
No, drag your angry dad in, and then explain every reference we make loudly. Be in the front row.
Yes, please.
Be in the front row, but your dad's several rows back.
Correct.
And you have to,
absolutely.
If you could,
Mason.
Yes.
People have also wanted us to talk about Doomsday Clock. Issue number 2.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about this privately the other day.
Yeah.
And then we thought maybe we should save it for the podcast.
Uh-huh.
But we didn't. We just talked about it.
Oof.
So what did we say again?
Look, I didn't like it. I liked the first issue. I didn't like the second issue as much.
My problem with it, and you have the same thought, is they maybe shouldn't have crossed this over with the regular DC universe.
Yeah, I never thought I would say this.
Yeah.
But after the first issue... after the first 2 issues, I never thought I'd say this, but I'm like, I kind of wish this was just a Watchmen sequel.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating. Like, that stuff is really interesting. And I like the new characters.
Mm.
I'm not saying it's bad. Like, the second issue is still good. And
yeah.
I'll absolutely read the
rest of it. I thought also there was some odd characterization.
I don't remember it, actually. What happened? When was it out?
Just some odd Batman characterization. I don't know.
What did he do?
I can't remember. Why are we talking about this?
This thing that people wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah, cool. Yeah.
Did you like it, though?
I did. I'm still enjoying it. Yeah. I'm gonna hit the... Unless something very bizarre happens in the next couple of issues, I'm on board till the end.
I guess it boils down to me. The point of Watchmen was there are no superheroes that are powered except for one. And it's real weird. But then if they just fold them into the regular DC universe and then there's Superman and Batman and Wonder Woman and Aquaman and whatever, or is that going to be their own pocket dimension? And
I think my best guess would be at the end of this.
Yeah.
I think this is more about various characters having realizations about themselves.
Yes.
Like, I think this is going to culminate in Superman and Dr. Manhattan having some sort of War of Words showdown or something like
right,
that. And they're both going to come to realizations about themselves, and then the Watchmen universe is going to be locked off.
You know what? Superman should have kept his underwear off so they both have their dicks out.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Perfect.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No, it's good. I'm still interested to see where it goes. Mm-hmm. It's probably better than the Watchmen prequels. Mason, people also wanted to talk about Black Mirror.
Well, look, firstly, can we talk about Black Lightning?
I didn't watch it.
Okay, I watched it. I liked it.
Yeah, I heard it was good.
A lot of people, I saw some reactions on the internet that were like, oh, this is so corny, this is so hokey. I didn't feel that at all. I thought the trailer was kind of corny and hokey.
Yeah, right.
But the episode itself, I enjoyed.
Out of 100, what do you give it?
100.
Jeez.
That's right.
That's
volts. 100 volts.
Oh, is that good?
I think
is
so,
is that
yeah.
enough?
To power some things, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Let me think. So it's Jefferson Pierce.
Yes.
He was formerly the superhero Black Lightning.
And this is not the Arrowverse. Is that right?
It's on the CW, but I don't think it is.
Yet.
That being said, they have mentioned other superheroes. Oh, also, spoilers for all this stuff.
I haven't seen it,
Mason. We might inadvertently. But
yeah, fine.
But they do mention that other people put on a costume and fight crime and they're superheroes, but Black Lightning puts on a costume and fights villains and he's a vigilante.
Right.
You know, what's the difference? It's because he's black kind of thing.
Right, okay.
That leaves plenty of room for other superheroes to zip in. And I guess if they want to do it Supergirl style, well, originally it was a different universe and they just want to fold it in, I guess they can totally do that if they want.
Okay, fair enough.
And you know, there's no rule that says he can't use his lightning powers to open a portal to another dimension.
I think there are some rules.
Probably some rules.
But they could just break them. It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe they want to see if it works before they fold it in.
Yeah, totally.
You know,
yeah.
Well, Supergirl was on a different network before they fold it in. I guess that's different. But I don't know. See where it goes. I think if it's good and people like it, they'll just fold it in.
Yeah.
And then we'll have the biggest Flarrowverse ever.
Ah, oh, biggest Flarrowverse ever. Stuff that I enjoyed. There's themes.
Like what?
There's some themes of like...
like superhero themes?
There's superhero themes. There's also sort of themes of, you know, what it's about, you know, what it's like to be a black person in America and, you know, law enforcement and crime and stuff like that, which is pretty good.
Is it like what's it like to shoot lightning? Stuff like that.
Yeah, there's a little bit of that.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, he left the Black Lightning identity behind him for a while, and then you know crime has run rampant, so now he's back, baby. It's a little Dark Knight Returns.
He's striking back.
He is striking back.
Black Lightning.
Also, we get a little flashback.
Mm.
Like a surveillance footage flashback of his ridiculous old costume, which I thought was fun.
Is that like from the comics?
Yeah. And now he's got the cool new costume.
Cool.
Also, it's got James Remar in it.
Who's he again?
He's Charlotte's wife in Sex and the City.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Which one is he?
Charlotte's wife in
Charlotte's husband, I'm sorry.
James, I don't think so. I think you're thinking of Samantha.
Hang on, I'll show you.
Yeah, I know who he is. He's from the Warriors.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Charlotte's husband was the guy from Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah, okay, right.
The dummy.
You're a dummy.
Hey, come on.
No, that's right.
But worth checking out, you think?
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah.
He's got a ridiculous mustache.
That's what I like.
Yeah, nice. A quick question. So James Remar is like sort of a father figure to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's a local tailor, but he also makes the Black Lightning suit kind of thing.
Okay.
But he's the father figure. I'm just going to check, because I'm pretty sure James Remar and Cress Williams, who plays Black Lightning, are the same age. But I'm just going to...
Really?
They seem about the same
age. James Remar's like 65.
Oh, okay, right.
James Bremer was born in 1953, so he's 64, sorry.
Okay, so Cress Williams was born in 1970.
There you go. So okay. They're not the same age.
Okay, fine.
Are you saying that Cress Williams looks like garbage? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying, I don't know. I'm saying that James Remar's new mustache makes him look youthful and vigorous.
It says here that LeVar Burton played him at one point when I Googled it.
There you go.
When the hell did that happen?
Maybe voice actor.
It might have been voice actor, yeah. There you bloody go.
There you go.
Yeah, so he's 47. Yeah,
cool. Okay.
Good stuff, Mason. Mm-hmm. Do you want to quickly talk about Black Mirror and kind of butcher it?
Like, yeah, let's
do
it.
This is probably worth a whole episode, but this is it.
We're doing it.
Do you want to go episode by episode?
Let's go episode by episode.
Okay, spoilers.
Okay, spoilers for Black Mirror.
Also, watch it. It's good.
Yeah, so what? Okay, overall, what
did
you think?
I like this more than last season, I think.
I think this was a strong season, yeah.
I agree. I particularly enjoyed the first episode, the USS Callister.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Which is like that Star Trek knockoff kind of thing.
Yeah, it was like the 1960s Star Trek.
I thought there was some really funny stuff in it. Like genuinely funny and also genuinely frightening.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like the way they all have to kind of pretend to be the 1960s kind of characters. And when the big monster comes out, she like puts her hands up and she's like, what am I doing?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I don't understand how you can get somebody's saliva and their brain is
in it. I was just going to say, you sort of have to buy into the premise that...
if you get someone's DNA, it holds their memories.
But I guess you could sort of hand wave it away by going, because like, the premise is that you plug your brain into this virtual reality game. Yeah. Maybe you could say, okay, well, if you play the game, it takes a scan of your brain as well. And that gets you the memories, and then the saliva gets you the DNA, that's fine.
Fine, okay, 100%.
Good.
Yeah,
we should also rate these as our standard Black Mirror scale of to what degree society was a phone.
Yeah, okay. We'll make sure we'll do that
towards
the end for this one. But I think it also... the hell was that?
It's a remote.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'll probably just leave it there. I guess I have to throw out that TV now.
Exactly. What are you going to do?
It's behind the couch. It's gone
too
forever.
Far away now to switch it on and off.
Ah, it is, isn't it? It's one of those TVs as well, like most TVs, you can't actually switch it on without a remote.
No, exactly.
Which I think is a mistake. I want a big clicky, turny wheel.
That's right.
On every TV. Mm. No, but because you start off sympathizing with the character, you think is the main character, this kind of this beaten down nerd, and he's at a .com company. And Meth Damon. And he should be like...
Jesse Plemons.
Yeah, he's supposed to be, he's his genius and people don't understand him or whatever. But it turns out he's crazy.
Yeah.
Also, did you notice that his partner who takes advantage of him when he puts him in the computer, when he gets burnt up by the ship's engine, he doesn't come back when they escape into the... the game.
Oh, he made the ultimate sacrifice.
So I guess he's dead.
Okay.
Anyway, it's a good show.
It's a good episode.
I also liked it that it wasn't just, oh no, your phone's bad, you look at it too much. It's just like, hey, let's do this weird thing in a different...
Yeah, look, maybe I was kind of on the fence about it maybe in some of the previous seasons, but I do like the idea that they're trying out different things.
Absolutely.
Now. Yeah. That it's, and I think a lot of, from what I can tell, a lot of that is the... Charlie Brooker, the series creator, saying, listening to people's feedback, and people are like, oh, it's just this and this over again. And he's like, well, now I'll try something different.
Yes, absolutely. I think with the budget as well, you can do something.
Oh, yeah, for
like
sure.
This.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, it looks like a Star Trek TV show.
And in the previous season with San Junipero,
apparently
the reason that one is so positive is because everybody was like, oh, Black Mirror, it's just all misery all the time.
Okay, right, gotcha.
And he was like, well, I'll do a nice one just to...
But there is like dark undertones in that. We talked about how you're trapped in that universe.
Oh, for sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
I also thought about, what was I going to say in this one in particular? I don't know, man. I've bloody lost it.
That's all right.
I mean, it was good for one.
What I enjoyed also right at the end is the cameo from... Aaron Paul. Apparently he did that. He's a very big fan of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
He did that. Charlie Brooker reached out and said, do you want to be the voice? Mm. And he agreed to it on the condition that that doesn't preclude him from being in a subsequent season.
Future season.
So he's like, I want to be in a full episode.
Yeah, right.
I want to be in one. So.
He'd be really good.
Yeah, right.
He's a good fella,
he's
by
a good
all
fella.
Accounts.
Yeah.
I mean, he did all those drugs, didn't he?
Yeah.
Also, those guys worked together on Breaking Bad, Meth Damon and him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Also, Kirsten Dunst is apparently in the background, and now Meth Damon and her were in Season of Fargo together.
Cool.
So, yeah. He's pretty versatile, that guy.
Yeah.
I actually watched that Lance
Armstrong. When we finally put Matt Damon in the bin, we'll probably just replace him and no one will notice.
I watched that that movie about the, what's it called, Lance Armstrong.
Yes.
The drug scandal or whatever. It's really good.
Yeah.
But he's in it. He plays. He's quite thin and like rake thin. And
oh, right, kinda, okay.
Yeah, he does the weight. He does the hair. He does it all.
He does the hair. He's, yeah.
Yeah. I had something else to say about that.
What was it?
Black Mirror. Black Mirror. Oh, okay. I think that the interpretation of future video games in this is tenfold better than it was in the last season, where he goes into his mind, but it wasn't 10 seconds. It was only one second.
Yeah, right.
It's
okay,
a spider.
Yeah.
So, like, this was much more interesting to me. Okay. Yeah, I thought that was one of the weaker episodes in the last season. This was probably the best.
Yeah.
Which one was Archangel was very... how many societies of phone? Bear in mind, it was positive. It was a positive experience.
What is this out of? I don't know. I reckon about 5, because it wasn't like...
Because it wasn't necessarily a negative technology.
But it was also, I feel, it was a little too far flung.
Right, okay,
like,
sure.
I thought it was a good episode, and I enjoyed where they went with it. It also felt a lot like, have you heard that, it's a Harlan Ellison short story called I Have No Mouth But I Must Scream?
I have read that, yes.
Felt a little bit like that.
It did, yeah. Just like trapped in this...
By this lunatic who just hates you.
And can do whatever they want. Yeah. Yeah. That was very interesting.
Pretty grim at times.
Pretty bloody grim at times. Sun stuff was full on, man.
So, yeah, I know, right?
Sun of the Ella. You probably didn't appreciate it as much as I did, because, you know, I'm a dad. So,
Oh, well, here's one you're bang up for, which is the episode 2, Archangel.
Yeah, I didn't love this one.
With Rosemary DeWitt from the show Standoff. It's her and Berger from Sex and the City, and they're hostage negotiators, but they're also a couple. Have you not seen that show?
I've not seen that.
It's very good.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny.
I know, I think you've talked about this, but is it still on?
No.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I thought this was... I guess it was grim and sad. Maybe that's why I didn't like it.
Also, Kristen Milotti, who's in the previous episode, Callister.
Yes.
She's a new recruit. She was also the mother in How I Met Your Mother.
Yes, correct.
There you go.
Very good, Mason.
Thank you.
Well done.
Thank you.
What other links do you have?
That's all I have.
So you're saying that actors in this have been actors in other things?
In other things, that's correct.
That's great. You're real good at this, Mason.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Oh, Jodie Foster did Archangel.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
First female director, I believe, of anything ever.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but more specifically of an episode of Black Mirror. Right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. No, it was, I think because it was so grim, I'm like, oh, that's unpleasant. Like, it's just very grim and upsetting, and the fact that someone can see through your eyes and track your locations and all that kind of thing. Maybe that's what, this was very society as a phone.
Very much so.
Yeah.
And it also felt a little bit farcical in the sense that she only looked at the tablet when something bad was happening.
Okay, right.
Like
when she's doing the drugs or whatever.
Exactly. When she was doing the drugs or having the sex, she was like, oh my God. But every other part of it where the boyfriend's like, I love you and I have real feelings for you and everything's fine and we're just chilling out and it's cool.
Yeah.
She wasn't looking.
She was not on board for that. Yeah. And then she got her head beaten in.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is no good in many ways. No, yeah. What do you think about that, putting a bloody chip in your head?
I'm against it.
Yeah, me too.
As I get
older... We're very close to putting chips in kids to track them.
Oh, for sure.
It's coming up.
I mean, that's the premise of this, I would feel. You know, that you can microchip your dog.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you microchip your kid?
Were you just pointing at your phone then, as in... Because you said that, the premise of this? I thought you meant as in the premise of your phone, because you can track your phone.
Oh, right.
You can track your kids through your phone as well.
That's true, yeah.
Kids, if you're listening, your parents are tracking you.
Every movement.
Throw your phone into a river.
That's right. Throw your phone in a river and get a log and jump on the log and go down the river. But then when the river forks off, make sure the phone goes in one direction and you go the other way.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hide your scent.
Yeah.
All right. This is 10 phones.
Yeah, look, I'm going to say...
It's 8, out of 10?
Yeah, it's out of 10. I'm going to say like an
8. Okay, I shouldn't go a solid 10, should I?
That's right, yeah.
I'm going to give it a 9.
What we want to do is we want to... slowly build up and then realize the final episode isn't worth a 10 and we've wasted it.
If any of them
shanked the scale is what we did.
If any of them's a 10, it's this one though.
Yeah, that's probably true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Hang on, what else happened in it?
Mason, we don't have time for this.
Oh no, we have so much time.
No, because I have to go through this.
Oh yeah, that's a good point. I don't have to do anything.
Crocodile. Which one was that?
Crocodile. It is the one with the brain, the memory detective.
Oh, yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. She's a tiny little Columbo.
Yeah. I use the comparison. I think I said this to you where it's just like an episode of like a ridiculous CSI show where they get a picture of somebody, a reflection off a window, and then it's a reflection off an ATM, and then it's a reflection off a car. And then so basically she's going jumping memory
enhance,
to memory.
Enhance. But I thought it was... But it's actually less ridiculous than an episode
of
CSI.
Yeah, I agree.
Because she makes the genuine... She doesn't get all the information. She doesn't go, okay, well, I looked through this person's memory and then I went around a corner and up a set of stairs and then I saw the thing. She sees a tiny little thing and then she... she intuits the clue.
Yeah.
And then she goes to the next person. Yeah.
It was Grimm.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it was a machine that can read your memories, and so you can see your memories and thoughts.
Uh-huh.
But they're also not entirely accurate all the time either. Yeah, and it's about a woman covering her tracks. She was really good. Another real grim one. Didn't have a fun time with it.
No.
But it wasn't so much society as a phone. It's society is doing some murders.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's a message in it, isn't it?
Is there? What is it?
Keep your thoughts to yourself,
and
Mason.
Don't do murders.
Don't do murders. Please don't. Mm. Yeah.
And also, apparently that automated pizza delivery truck is real now.
Is it?
Pizza Hut are trialing one, apparently.
Well, you got to do something when you're Pizza Hut, don't you?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
That's closer than I thought. Maybe society is a phone, you know?
Yeah, that's
10.
That's a 10, just because of the pizza delivery robot. Let me think. Anything else happen? No, it doesn't matter.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Hang the DJ was the dating app one.
Yep.
I have questions about this. First of all, I really liked it.
Yeah.
But at the end, it's spoiler alert. Also, don't listen to this. Go and watch them if you haven't.
They're free on the bloody internet.
Free on the bloody Netflix or whatever. I mean, you pay for Netflix, you get the idea. But with Hang the DJ, it's the dating app one where people are in this weird 1984 utopian society where people are just kind of thrown with a different partner, and they date and they date and they date till the system assigns them with their perfect match.
Yes.
But it's in a phone.
It's in a phone. So, there's the 10. We found the 10. In this one, society is literally the phone. So
we talked about it because at the end it's revealed that the story that we've been following is one of 1,000 to see whether these people are matched correctly on this dating app.
Based on the premise of would they reject this reality
yes.
due to their love and revolt against the system.
Correct.
And we discover that in, 99.8% of cases they did, and so that's a good match. And then it's revealed that all that was taking place in a phone, and that these two people are actually going to meet in real life.
Yes.
And your question was?
Is it a copy of their consciousness in the phone, or is it just ones and zeros and, I like Thai food, well, I like soccer.
I think it's that one.
But that's too complex.
But I think it's just a dramatization. Like, okay. I think it's just... I don't know.
We should get Charlie Brooker on the show.
Yeah, let's deal.
And beat him up.
Yeah, that's right. With a rolled up copy of PC Zone magazine.
He used to write for that.
He used to write for PC Zone magazine, yeah.
Well, I guess it's a thing you can interpret it however you want. That's
How
I interpret it, Mason, which means I'm right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but you think it's ones and zeros and data and
I think they just filled in a very detailed...
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, it's a 10 for society's a phone.
That's right,
because society was literally a phone. Well, I'm glad we didn't give it to that person.
Exactly. What a dumb idea would that have been,
Metalhead, I loved.
I loved it.
It was Terminator with a dog.
This one seems quite divisive. On our Facebook group.
Really?
A lot of people are like, no, I hated this one. It was meh. But I liked it a lot.
I liked it a lot.
And it's this one...
Because it was very different also.
It was very different. First one in black and white.
There were no phones in it. People were using a radio. Yeah.
Old school. Retro. Walkie-talkies.
Yeah.
But this one also, have you seen, because this one is based entirely on have you seen the videos of those Boston Dynamics robots?
Yeah, you kick over a dog and it gets
And it gets
dog.
Back up. That's the whole idea. Yeah. But like, I think Charlie Brooke was fascinated by,
what if
you knock one of these things over and it looks kind of helpless for a second, and then it just snaps back up.
Yeah,
again.
Yeah.
And they can do backflips now,
yeah,
and
that's right.
Like
run up a hill.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like these are very close to being real.
Smashed by me.
Exactly. And I like the idea that we didn't really have any sense of how the world came to be this way. We don't know if is this happening in just one state in America? Is it the whole world?
Well, what I read an interview with Charlie Brooker, and he said he was going to include a scene where they're piloted, so they're drone.
Yeah, like there's a guy on the other side of the country, and he's just in his lounge room,
and he goes and gives his kids a bath.
Yeah,
and then he comes back to being
a killing machine. Yeah, because there's a bit in it where
it rests. At
it
night.
Rests. It has one of its legs broken, and so it can't climb the tree that she's hiding in, and so it just goes. It depowers, and I guess that would have been the moment where he's like, "Well, time to clock off for the night and kind of do just regular things." But I like the idea that.
You don't know.
Yes. And my assumption was, based on this one, it was that it was an AI.
Yeah,
that it was a Skynet kind of situation where that something has decided that all humanity needs to die.
Yeah.
And so it's just using these dog robots.
Yeah. And it's unrelenting as well.
That's right.
And I like the way that they establish how the machine works and then they use the rules of how it works to trick it and break it and wear it down and misdirect and whatever. Yeah.
And apparently its vision system was a real... That's like a LiDAR, like a laser detection radar system. That's they just use real scans.
Great special effects too. Yeah. Like that robot dog is 100%.
I wonder if that's why it's in black and white.
No, apparently not. Okay. I read an interview where that wasn't the case. Ooh, yeah. But I mean, it definitely helps.
And I liked all the cool stuff it had. Yeah. Remember when it had the tracking device grenade?
Yeah.
That was great.
It got a knife.
And it found itself a knife. Spun around with a knife. It's nothing. They finally discovered something scarier than a rabid dog, and that's a dog with a knife.
I mean, it's a 1 out of 10 in terms of society's a phone.
See, I disagree. I think that's I reckon it's a 9.
Because the phone's become a dog?
Yes. Because that's very... Well, it's very close. I feel that's... This one's kind of close to...
Wait, are we judging this on whether or not society's a phone?
We never explain what it means. It's just a gut feeling of how much you think society is a phone in the episode. Okay. And I think in this one, society is very close to being a phone.
Okay, I'm going to give it a 2 then.
All right, okay. Yeah. Well, these things are... As I said, this episode's very divisive.
Yeah.
So...
Not in terms of we both thought it was great.
Yeah. And I also think... Yeah, and I also like the idea that it was for a teddy bear. Remember that?
It was just this innocuous thing for
And it feels like... You know... What I also I like the idea that society is so far gone that they just needed a replacement teddy bear, and they're like, they sort of resign themselves to the fact that I'm gonna have to go out in this wilderness and maybe die for a teddy bear, because that's our lives now.
Yeah.
So
that's our lives now.
Pretty grim.
Pretty grim.
What are we up to?
Last one, Black Museum.
Oh, what do you think about this one?
I think it was my least favorite.
I liked it. I liked
I like parts of it, but it felt... I mean, it was intentionally hokey. I think I need to watch this one again.
Yeah. What I didn't like about it is that, you know, this whole season was... There was a lot of stuff about transferring of consciousness.
Yes.
And that sort of stuff. And I feel like by this point, and especially if you watched them all in a row,
yeah,
I was kind of tired of that
concept.
Maybe
that's what it was, yeah.
And there was 3 in a row.
Mm.
And I would have liked... I like the idea of a anthology episode within an anthology series of like...
Yeah.
The idea of like...
None of these are worthy of a full episode.
Yeah, but also I think it would have been nice if this guy had different kinds of medical technology.
Yeah.
Like he was just this snake oil salesman.
It wasn't all conscious transfer. I mean, in terms... I don't mean as in none of these... All of these could have been their own episode.
Yeah, right.
But they just took premises and just burnt them. I kind of enjoyed that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I also like the idea that we saw all the artifacts from all the other episodes.
Yeah, which kind of ties into, I guess this might be the same universe, or in this...
I like the idea that in this episode, universe. It's all the same universe, because there was a bee from Hated in the Nation. Bee, there was the...
That weird box from the lollipop.
Yep, there was the guy in the balaclava from White Bear, the vigilante guys. There's all sorts of stuff.
There was the hand of that pedophile kid.
All sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And they brought back the cookie the idea of the cookie from the Christmas episode.
What was that?
Sorry. You know, you get the... Because he's like, this is a... We're calling it cookies. It's a kind of transfer of consciousness. You know, the idea that
you
extract somebody's entire consciousness, you put it in a device, and then it just runs your house.
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah.
You're a monster. You're a rich monster.
Yeah, sounds good.
Mm. Yeah, pretty good,
get
right?
You to run my house, Mason.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Just get you to live in the wall and do
it. Oh, I could do that.
I think that's all of them.
Yeah.
Anyway, 7 out of 10. No, it's a solid season as far as society as a phone.
Yep.
I'd give it a good 9 out of 10. I love it. I think it's a great show.
Mm-hmm. Same. Mm. Can't wait to see where it'll go next. This is all... That's also going to really ramp up the idea, like the fan theories of how, you know, because, you know, in the Pixar universe, all the, you know, you can build the fan theory of like, okay, they're all set in the same universe at different times.
Yeah.
The idea that they're all in the same... I'm excited for
Society's
it.
Society's a fire.
Yeah. Also, they mentioned St. Juniper's Hospital.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. There you go.
Yeah.
I've watched some movies. I won't go into depth. Disaster Artist, I liked.
Yep.
I didn't have the payoff that I feel like it should have kind of rushed the ending.
Some people have said to me it's quite self-congratulatory.
It is a bit of that. It's a bit like, look how accurate we got this kind of...
Yeah, right.
Watching The Room, holy shit.
It's great, right?
It's... And you know what? It's dark, Yeah. Like when you look at the guy and how it's centered around him and he's the best guy in the world and he's trying his best and nobody listens to him and women hate him, but he just wants to be misunderstood. And wouldn't you just hate yourself if he died? Like it's just,
yeah, absolutely. You know what I mean? It's like
this
that.
Weird vanity project.
Yeah.
Like I think there's
I'm going to go and eat worms and die.
Oh yeah, there's a real darkness to it.
Yeah.
Just like a real kind of self-hating. Yeah. It's yeah. Anyway, it's hilarious though.
Do
also.
You think it's going to be revealed eventually that he did a lot of murders?
It's very possible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird that.
Yeah, like he was a Kosovo general or some shit.
Yeah, exactly right. He gassed some people or whatever. Yeah. It's odd to me that, you know, it's good that they're cleaning house in Hollywood with all the bad people.
Sure.
I think it's interesting nobody's dug. They're like, oh, he's just this eccentric weirdo. Why is nobody dug into his, where did he come from?
Poland, apparently.
Oh, okay, right.
He was born in 1955.
Well, that's answered all my questions, yeah. So.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Wind River. I liked quite a bit. Jeremy Renner and one of the Olsons.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Molly's Game I watched last night. I saw last night.
Oh, hello.
Liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And Shape of Water also.
Oh, yeah.
The Fish Man and the Woman.
Nice.
And have sex.
Nice.
If that's your thing.
What is that? Is that reminiscent of like an old
creature
from the Black Lagoon situation?
It's a bit that and it's a bit kind of...
Pan's Labyrinth?
No. I haven't seen that actually. I know I haven't seen Pan's Labyrinth. Please don't yell at me on Twitter. But it's a bit kind of 1930s, 40s romance musically.
Bit La La Land.
Sort of.
Okay, right. Anyway,
it's good. See it. Yep. So I think it's his best film since probably Hellboy 2.
There you go.
Yeah. What else has he done? Can't remember. Anyway, we've got to do Letters Mason. I'd love to talk about them more. But they're all fine. They're all pretty good.
Doctor Who, Christmas special. So I watched it. I thought I liked it. But again, I don't wear myself out watching 20 episodes a year or whatever. And
I know people are like, what do you think of, or people have opinions on the new Doctor. I have no opinion because
she was in it for 4 seconds.
Like when they introduced Matt Smith, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, right.
I saw him for 4 seconds. He had a weird potato head.
I think she might be like a Scouser.
What's a Scouser?
Like she's got that accent. Okay. She's like, oh, brilliant.
Brilliant.
You know? I don't know. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, well, sure. I'll check it out.
I'll watch 2 episodes.
That whole goodbye to Peter Capaldi just...
Oh, yeah, see...
It fell completely short
because
we
don't know any of the characters.
I missed it all, so.
It's like, oh, it's me, Matt Lucas.
Yeah.
Remember we had all those good times? And I'm like, probably.
How many were you in?
Yeah. Maybe you're in 2 episodes, maybe you're in 3 seasons. I don't know.
There you go.
Mm.
But, no, I'm always interested to see what the new Doctor ends up being. Anything else?
That'll do it, I think.
Okay. Letters, Mason? Is it letters, time for letters?
It's time for letters.
Yes, it, Mr. B. Here we go. Letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters,
they're only a day away. Another here right now, we're going to do letters.
I realise I've accidentally gotten 2 Star Wars tweets here, but oh well.
Wow.
If you do want to contact the show, #weeklyplanetpod.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot us a tweet.
Shoot us a tweet.
And maybe you'll be on your feet.
Okay.
When you do it. Or you could be sitting down.
Great.
You can, however you want to do it is fine. Also, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. Shoot us an email.
That's right, yeah. And this is one from Ben Bromley.
Okay.
He is an animator. I don't know if you've seen, this video?
I
made a little Superman animation.
It's great.
Yeah, we're in it.
We are in it. Very briefly, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But it's basically like, it's a little animation about the cinematic Superman.
Yeah.
And I guess kind of,
A more positive way to bring him back.
Yeah, to bring the character back.
Yeah.
It's real good.
It's a bit tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a bloody laugh. It introduces him into characters we haven't seen or...
Yeah, it's great animation. Anyway,
good animation.
He just emailed in and he just said he's an animator from UK. He's included us in it. He made it as someone who loves the new movies... but enjoys how polarizing the reactions to them have been.
Absolutely. I also enjoy that.
Yeah. So if you just go to YouTube and look up Ben Bromley, it'll be on his page.
It'll be there. That's real good.
It's real good, yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
How many views has this got? This should have 1 million views. If it doesn't, I'll be real angry. Let's have a look. 33,000. That's not enough.
Not enough.
Everybody should go and watch this. Yeah. It's really good.
Uh-huh.
What do we got here? This is from Dennis on Twitter.
Ooh, #WeeklyPlanetPod,
correct. So I've just killed Mr. Wilson. I really like The Last Jedi. This Last Jedi.
Did you know there are 2 Dennis the Menaces?
As in,
there's an American Dennis the Menace and there's a British Dennis the Menace.
Which is more dangerous?
I would say the British Dennis the Menace is more dangerous.
He's not afraid to lose some teeth, is he?
That's right. That's right, he'll nut you.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So I really like
it's a fairly common rhyming method there. He's just two people from across the pond have just...
So they're not... It's not as in two... It's two entirely different people thought of this name.
Yes, correct.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. So I really like The Last Jedi, but now after thinking about it, do you guys feel like Rian Johnson killed off too many people? Like he apparently admitted he would have killed off the Knights of Ren too if they were in it.
Hmm.
But he did kill off quite a few people.
Yeah.
I think Akbar had to go because...
Yes, sure.
Well, because the actor died. So it's kind of a... I think you do write that out.
Are you sure he died? I was speaking to Steele about that. Maybe he didn't die.
They mentioned that the actor?
Yeah.
The actor definitely died.
Okay, right.
He was like 97.
Oh, okay then.
The voice actor.
Right.
But I think Akbar could have had a little bit of a better send-off probably because they just kind of go in passing, hey, Akbar's dead.
Yeah, like I said, I think at the time it was basically one step up from he died on the toilet.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. Apparently in the books as well.
It's a crap.
It's a crap. General Leia brings him out of retirement. Like, he's like, I'm done.
Oh, really? Okay, wow.
I can't do this anymore. And yeah, so he goes out like that. But I guess it's also, I like how... Also, the idea of Akbar for Star Wars fans is different than casual fans.
Yep.
Because he's just a guy who's a meme. You know what I mean? He's not... Uh-huh. He has a big role in Return of the Jedi, but he's not Lando. You know what I mean? He's not Luke Skywalker or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, like, killing off Luke and... Snoke, all the others.
I loved it.
Me too.
Also, spoilers for The Last Jedi.
Did I say that already?
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed the fact that by the end there was literally just a room full of people.
Yeah.
And that was it.
See,
and now it's them versus the entire First Order.
Well, I think I said this in our review. I feel very satisfied with the conclusion.
Me too. If they never made another one, I'd be okay with that.
I'm okay with that because I think with the new one, you'd almost have to kick off another series of films. Because what are you wrapping up?
That's true.
Just the Kylo Ren stuff, I guess. Mm. But I guess I'd also like to see him go down, like really go take it too far. Because he's doubled down on, they went, maybe we'll redeem him. And I didn't.
Yep.
And then they went, no, he's the worst bloke.
Okay.
So
do you think he's too far gone for redemption? Bearing in mind...
I think I said last time he was, and...
Bearing in mind, Vader has done some very bad things.
Yeah.
And he's a magic force ghost.
He certainly is, and he deserves it, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Prick.
We haven't seen Anakin back.
Well, no, he's dead.
No, but I mean, as a ghost.
No.
Yeah.
Do you think they're reticent to bring back...
Oh, Hayden Christensen? Maybe. I don't know.
Because the Sebastian Shaw who played him is probably dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we might see him. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I think people will go wild.
I think
enough time has passed that people...
Yeah, people are forgiving of it. I think also if anyone's going to bring him back,
yeah,
J.J. Abrams would be more likely to, because
he's kind
of in love with the past and,
mm-hmm.
and you know, fan service and whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't envy that job because Rian Johnson just took everything that he did and just threw it in the bin, which I loved. And I know a lot of people didn't. It's divisive, mm-hmm. but I don't like mystery boxes and I'm glad he just...
Same.
Tore it all down. Also, we got the Knights of Ren to look at as well. So,
yeah,
I think also you need to move forward. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, what purpose would Alec Guinness have served if he was alive all the way through the original trilogy?
That's true. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they could have. You can write anything, can't you?
You sure can.
Anyway, another question, Mason.
Oh, this is an email from Luke Atkins.
I'm ready.
He's writing from Los Alamos, New Mexico. The reason I'm writing to you is that you guys helped me with my heart surgery this May. We sure did. You remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have been drunk. I'd never done it before, though.
No, that's all right. They say just get out there and start cutting. You know what I mean? We did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Took us a while to find it. Who knew it was in the chest?
Not me.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd think you just go through the butt and that's where all the stuff is, right?
That's all the stuff is, yeah.
Now, well, like, that'd save you a lot of time. You'd have to cut anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but anyway, we found it. Anyway, good for him.
Mm.
Anyway, he's just, thanks for the laughs.
No worries.
After the heart surgery. So
yeah, that sucked,
congratulations.
Man. I mean, I'm glad that went well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Wow.
That's rough, man, heart surgery. Yeah. Mm. So he's back on his feet, back on his heart.
That's right.
Excellent. That's really good. What do we got here? This is from Tate, another Star Wars one. Do you think the decision on whether or not to cast Ewan McGregor in the Obi-Wan movie will be affected by how Alden Ehrenreich is received by fans in the Han Solo movie? # Weekly Planet Pod.
No, I think it's completely independent.
Yeah.
I think people
want Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people aren't sure on old enough.
Because he's proven himself with A, the voice, the most important part.
And B, in terrible films.
That's right. And C, being kind of...
He looks just like him.
Yeah, and being doing a bit of, ooh, I don't know about this situation. Ooh, you know?
He is.
That's all you need. Ooh, I've got a bad feeling about this.
Ooh. Oh, no, thank you.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, no, definitely. I want to say that.
Yeah. I mean, that doesn't preclude them cancelling
an Obi-Wan movie
if the Solo movie does poorly. Because movie producers don't understand what works and doesn't work in a movie.
I think whether or not you like the direction of these Star Wars films, I think they're on the pulse a little bit more.
Good.
Whether or not that result you agree with or not. But yeah. I think even if Solo bombs, we're still doing Obi-Wan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because
look at the hype, Mason. Look at the hype on the internet for it.
Yeah.
Remember, he turned up to that award show and he had the Obi-Wan beard and everyone went mental. They're like, he's doing Obi-Wan. If they're doing it, it's not filming for a year. Like,
yeah, right.
He doesn't need the beard just yet, you know?
Maybe he's got a beard because he's not doing anything.
Maybe that's right, yeah. Yeah. Why do you have a beard? I guess you're perpetually
not doing anything. Yeah, that's right.
Is that the show for this week?
I think it is.
Let's wrap it up, Mason.
Oh, everybody go to planetbroadcasting.com.
It's a great website.
Mm.
Fully functional.
Nice.
Yeah, you can play the episode and click around and it will still play.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Also, let's see where we're at Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp. We've got some audio commentaries up there for movies.
Correct.
And such.
Well, we've got a suggestion for one. Throw it our way.
That's right.
Caravan of Garbage every Tuesday. We've got a bunch of cool stuff lined up.
So much going on.
Got a Han Solo one, which is a comic, which is pretty much ready to go. Just sitting on. Ben's been doing a really good job on that, and Eric did some animations. Just waiting for that trailer, mate.
Nice.
Yeah. What else?
Oh, if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you want to chuck in a buck.
Get the commentaries there. They're all there.
That's right. You can click on the Amazon affiliate link in our episode description.
Yep.
If you want to buy some stuff through Amazon, we get a kickback somehow.
Correct.
Through that magical black magic.
Yep.
Let's see. We've got some teas on TeePublic.
Yes.
And only TeePublic, not Teespring.
That's where you want to go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've
seen a tea in the wild.
Yeah, sure.
Really good. Love meeting people in the wild. I met a friend of the show, Weekly Wackadoo, James.
That's
not
me.
A different James. I was in Minotaur.
Oh, the comic
shop. Book store. Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Did he work there?
No.
Because people who work there, they don't like to talk comics.
That's right. But he was there, took a photo. Very nice man.
Did he ask you?
No, he surreptitiously did it. He upskirted me. No, he asked.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, cool.
Good on him. What was he buying?
He had nothing in his hands, but I'm assuming he was ready to shoplift.
All right.
He's probably going to shoplift some Funko Pops.
That's what I'm about.
That's right.
Yeah. If you want to review the show on iTunes, that helps
that
quite a bit.
That would be great.
That's, yeah, if
you've made it this far, thank you for listening.
Yep. And if you've got a topic suggestion, we'll take it. Next week, I think we're doing most anticipated of the year, coming up. So we're going to fold that into this, but it would have been too much, and the show would have been too long, and I'd get mad.
Right now, it's the perfect length.
Not quite.
So more?
We need another 15 minutes. No, it's fine.
Okay, great.
Definitely wrap this up. That's it.
That's it. We did the show. We'll see you next week, guys. Grab that gem.
I'm married, bitch. I am.
That's true, you are.
I mean, for now.
For now, I was going to say for now.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.